Hello, and welcome. This is Mistress Candace, and you're listening to Big Black Bull. You and I both know what you want, what you hide from others. Something that you need. Something so much a part of you, yet something so deeply hidden. Something you fear will be exposed, that will change your life permanently. Well, this is permanently. But it's only the beginning of permanently, and it will only go as deep as you allow it to. Each time you allow it to, indulge in this space, indulge fully. For it will only go as far as you like. The spread will only go as far as you like. So indulge while you can. While you're here. While you're safe. And while you're expected to indulge. For if not here, then where? Wind takes some time now. And you may find yourself compelled to make some time later as well. So you're going to get ready.
While my big black balls
get ready as well. Strip down naked.
Nestle in for a long, thick night of heavy use.
Lay flat on that back. Close those eyes, arms to your sides, legs straight out in front of you. I want you to look steadily at the tip of your nose. And as you look at the tip of your nose, you may find that you can see one side of it with one eye. And the other side of your nose with the other eye. Well, that's all right. I want you to alternate your focal points soon as you practice yogic breath. If you're ready, if you're comfortable, I want you to concentrate now on your breathing. I want you to imagine that you're breathing in through the left nostril. That's right. Just breathing in through that left nostril. As you breathe in through the left nostril, I wonder if you can use the right eye to see the right side of your nose. Hold your breath for a moment or two before you breathe slowly out of that left nostril. Very good. Very good. Now imagine that you're breathing in through the right nostril. As you breathe in through the right nostril, use your left eye to look at the left side of your nose. And hold that breath for a moment or two. And let go. Just let go. Now breathe in again through the left nostril. And hold for a moment whilst you look at the right side of your nose with your right eye. Breathe the air out of the left nostril. Very good. I want you to continue alternating the breathing of air in alternate nostrils whilst you switch eyes to look at the opposite side of the nose. Hold each breath for a moment or two. And then breathe out of the same nostril that you breathed in through. And as you concentrate on alternating the breathing of air in those nostrils and switching eyes to look at the other side of the nose, you are aware of your body sitting here in this room, lying here in this room, breathing air in through alternate nostrils. And you find that each breath takes you deeper into hypnosis, deeper into that peaceful feeling, deeper and deeper. That's good. And as you go deeper into hypnosis, you are listening to the sound of my voice. But my words may become obscure from time to time as you go deeper and deeper. However, your subconscious mind listens at a deeper level, and you find that your eyes are beginning to grow so tired and heavy. So tired, so heavy, so relaxed. And how wonderful it would be, would it now, to just let them close. Just let them relax. Relax. Whilst you listen to the sound of my voice. Just trust in the sound of my voice as you go deeper and deeper into hypnosis. My voice is always safe, always soothing, and it's a wonderful feeling to relax. You feel so comfortable. Your body is becoming heavier and heavier. Your hands and arms feel like lead weights. Your feet and legs relaxed and heavy. And you go deeper and deeper into gentle, hypnotic rest. And allow your eyes to close. Good. Those eyes feel so much more comfortable closed. And it takes no effort at all to let them remain closed. As you drift, as you listen to the sound of my voice, relax. Relax. Let go. Now look up to the screen of your mind. Just above the center of your eyes where your pineal gland lies. And let go. You'll begin to see a myriad of swirling colors. Of brilliant red. Vibrant orange. Darker shades. Blues and violet. Just sit back and watch those colors swirling around in your mind.
Don't try to create them. Just let them be. Watch as an observer. You can be really curious about what you see as it floats in from your subconscious mind to form images. What will you see? And in the midst of all this is a door. And the door opens. It opens for you, and you go through it, finding yourself at the top of a very long staircase. As you begin to descend, go deeper and deeper. Deeper. Again, you just watch yourself going deeper into hypnosis. It's interesting to see how this happens. As your eyes become so heavy, your legs and hands like lead weights, you go deeper now. Deeper into that wonderful, relaxing feeling. Deeper, deeper down. As you reach the bottom of the staircase, you find yourself in a beautiful place to relax. So beautiful. So calming. And as you relax and allow yourself to become even more comfortable, you observe more images flowing into your mind. And you watch. Just see those images forming shapes in your subconscious mind. Even as you are aware of the shapes and colors of these images, you feel yourself going deeper, still, deeper, until the colors and shapes subside, until they are replaced by an inky blackness. Just imagine that inky blackness there in your mind as you drift down, down to the very center of your existence, the center of your being, your subconscious mind rises as your consciousness descends. Like the waves of the ocean, waves tossing and turning, going high, going low, up and down. Unconsciousness arising as your conscious awareness goes deep. You are listening entirely with your subconscious mind now. Each and every suggestion I make penetrates into the depths of your subconscious mind. You will feel an overwhelming compulsion to act upon the suggestions that I make. As you lay here, open and vulnerable, you can't help but be aware of the bodies in the room that watch you. The gaze of my many new eager trainees.
with little to no restraint and lots of energy. They surround you, looking at you like a holiday meal to be honored and then consumed. You have no control over your movement, your future. You have no control over the room. The black bulls control you, and I control them. Whatever happens, you must be at your best, for they will bring out the best in you, or the worst in you. And this is the last choice you will get to make. You will be at the best at what you do, or not. And let me make a suggestion. Based on my experience, be the best that you can be. It always seems to work out better. Here in this room of bulls, you are just the meat. My training meat. I love my big black bulls, those big throbbing black cocks. But they need to refine their skills, to learn how to restrain their lustful desires, serve my will. All of these big 10-inch cocks are so impressive by themselves, but a room full of them can be downright intimidating to a regular old guy like you. Especially all this girth. I mean, let's face it, their length. It's always been legendary. But the girth is a sight to see. True beauty. And with it comes a natural desire to serve it. To drop and serve. And these men, they're used to getting their way. They are in need of training. So let's get started. Everyone here knows their place. The only woman in the room, wearing a leather corset, pants, and boots, me, is in charge. The black, naked men in the room, with the enormous cocks, they serve me and my will. By using your body in deviant ways that will please us all. You, well, you're the only white boy in the room. The smallest cock in the room. You're low man on the totem pole. And in the lowest tree position, you will listen, serve, and do the best you can do. Or be punished. As the bulls start to form the circle around you, know your place is in the middle. As if a circle jerk slash gangbang were getting ready to start. As they begin to rub their meat. As they begin to get hard, throbbing and glistening. Letting a moan slip from a lip or two. I point to the bed with my long blood red nail. You wiggle your tight ass to the bed and assume your position on all fours. Your dick is starting to grow hard, but you're feeling anxiety. Well, you don't know what to expect. But all the other men, they have their hand on their meat. So you put your hand on your meat too. They're stroking their meat, so you start stroking yours too. Then you hear a couple of them laugh. You're imitating what you see, but you don't have an enormous cock to stroke. You have a penis. A white, regular penis. Surrounded by a spectacular group of beautiful black bulls. And we all know it. I know it, they know it. Most of all, you know it.
Look at it. Go ahead. You can't turn your head without having a big fat black cock in your view. So go ahead and look around. Feel it. Feel the connection to that big fat black delicious dick. Compelling. Magical. Make something deep within you stir. Something you've never felt before. Something so primal. It's been laying dormant without detection almost your entire life. You can feel a stir inside you, a deep desire. But before you can do anything, you feel my hands on the back of your neck. My fingernails digging into your neck as I whisper into your ear. Get started. Suck it, bitch. Your hands reach for the first cock in front of you. Your hands wrapping around the warm, thick, stiffy. You try to steady yourself. You bring your lips down, not quite sure if you're ready to lick it yet. You get your face so close you can smell it. But you hesitate just for a second. You attempt to pull your head back and then you feel it. A big black hand grabbing a handful of your hair. Pushing your protesting mouth down deep on his thick, throbbing cock. At first you try to squirm to get away, but you squirm like a fish, and it only makes them hurt, makes them laugh, makes them want to fuck you. They have to show restraint. My big, black, studly bull pushes you down. Again and again and again. You lose your balance and you hear the laughing as you fall to your back. Your hand still wrapped around his cock. And now his big black balls hanging down over your mouth. You can see all the cocks around you. A little humiliated at first. All those big black men with their big black hands stroking those big black dicks right toward you, aiming them right at you like a bullseye on a target. And now you can see that pretty clearly. You know that clearly your head is being forced down to the bed as balls dragged across your lips and dipped in your mouth. You can feel your own shaft is starting to respond to the sheer humiliation of it. Everyone watching you, being used like the bitch you were born to be. And it's exciting. You try to act disgusted, you try to put the brakes on and slow things down, but it's too late. Too late for the momentum to stop. It's a rolling and there's no going back now. Your cock is growing, and the balls around you swell. The moans here and there are getting louder. You can hear the slap of flesh as I walk behind my big black studs, slapping them on their bare asses, telling them, get in there. I don't want to see a single dry dick in the mix. And the penalty for their disobedience is my finger up their ass and then pulling them from the circle and forcing them to observe. They don't want that. They want a wet dick. So they get in closer to your bitch ass with their massive cocks in hand. Some of them even crawl closer to you. And now they start to slap you around with their big dicks as though they were slapping you with a cop's baton. And each slap of their cock gets harder. Your face gets redder. and redder, and your bowels begin to swell with seed as their thickening, hardening shafts become so stiff that they're as hard as a cop's baton. There is no give and take now. Oh no, when they beat you with those dicks, it's like being beaten with a stick. Some of them rubbing you, they start to thump, gyrate, and dry hump you. They are starting to lose control of their lust and longing, dry humping like some college co-ed who doesn't want to give it up, hoping the size of their cock will change her mind. They are horny, and you can smell it. But wait, that's not just them. That's you too. Your cock is rock hard. That scent of sex that permeates the air. And his big black cock rubs up against you. You spread your slutty little legs and swallow down the cock that's hitting the back of your throat, gag after gag. As I stand behind two of my biggest, firmest studs, with my fingers up their asses, like two of my finest sex puppets, I whisper the words, "Come for me, boys," as I milk their G-spot. Come, come, come until they shower their warm, creamy spooge across your submissive, fully surrendered body. Coated in cum. Another stud can't hold it anymore as he begins to spray across your face. You eagerly swallow that massive cock down as far as your throat as you can get it. He wipes the last of that seed off your face. And you kneel before another stud as the one you were sucking pushes you back and away, stroking his cock at a furious pace, turning you around so he can come across your hut with last and tight little hole. More cum. More cum. All cum. Covered cum. But there is more. And you can't leave until you get it all. The supply is unlimited, as is your hunger. Suck and bob. Bob and suck. Squeeze and suck. Harder and harder. It's time to do your best, bitch. And you don't just suck. You put on a good show. So suck and rub. Suck and rub and give them something to come on, something to come in. Gyrate that body like a hungry little cum whore and make them want to come on you. Do it. Do it, you slutty little cunt. Gyrate and rub and suck. You are the cum whore. Teach my studs, my black studs, why they want to fuck a little white bitch like you. Show them that you are the perfect whore. That you have perfect whores. Let them dump their loads on you and in you. Keep stroking. Yes, sucking and bobbing and stroking your dick while you're at it. Keep going. Keep rubbing. Oh, yes, watch them beat their meat to you. That's it. Beating their meat to the little slut you are. Keep gyrating your fucking hips, you whore. Keep gyrating. That's it. You're putting on a good show now. Ooh, dirty little whore. Can you feel that? Can you feel that as you gyrate? You can feel that seed, right? Feel that seed. It's working its way up. Oh, yeah. Not that anybody gives a shit if you come. But everybody's going to come down your throat that can. And if they can't come down your throat, they're going to come across it. Or across your face. Across your teeth.
tits across your ass, showering you in cum. So keep sucking, bitch. Keep rubbing. You are the show. You are the peep show. Keep sucking. Here it comes. Oh, yes. You're going to make my little studs come, my little sex puppets. Here we go. Here it comes. You can see them. You can hear the moaning, the groaning. When they come, you will come. Otherwise, you don't come at all, bitch. Your cum is only as good as theirs. Here it comes. You can see it now. You can feel the pre-cum inching across your fucking tongue. Here it comes. Here it comes. Oh, yes. You see it. You feel it. Oh, so yummy. What a hungry little bitch. Swallow. Come on, bitch. Swallow. Swallow their cum. Swallow. Ooh, yes. Rub the cum that's spraying across your body. Rub it into those titties. Rub it all over. You got it. Rub it on your cock, your tits. Rub it. Relish it as you swallow the cum that slides down your throat. That's it. You're the cum sucker. The cum dump. That's it. Oh, very good. First lesson from my big black studs. Gang bang the little white boy. Gang bang the little white boys. What mistress wants. Use them like a fucking Twinkie. Like a little bitch. Start. Finish. And start again. That's it. All right, now everybody's going to back up. Gonna leave you spent and covered in spooge. As they widen the circle as you lay there flat on your back like a dirty little cum-covered cunt. And as you lay there completely spent and covered in cum, we're going to bring you up. We're going to count to five. All I want you to see is one big checkerboard pattern. A big checkerboard pattern, like a big blanket, like you're going out for a picnic. Everything else is on the other side of that checkerboard pattern, except for what you feel. Big black cock. Oh, yes, picnics and big black cock. Oh, they go together. Let's not forget Twinkies. Yummy, cum-filled center. Let's bring you up. Five coming up. The nice checkerboard patterns in the background. Four, so heavy and numb. Calm and still. Three. Funny, but the hunger's coming up with you. Two. Heavy and numb, calm and still. And one. That's it. Slowly open your eyes. I want you to see the checkerboard pattern. See it really quick. Red and white. Red and white. Say the words red and white. Give your arms a little shimmy. There you go. You did well. Today's just the start. Every training exercise you do today, or for the next couple of days, that includes this type of material is going to be much more intense. So I suggest you follow up with this type of material as soon as possible. Good boy. Have a wickedly wonderful day.